Okay, so now we are up to Siman Tzadi Aleph Sivches. We're rounding out Tzadi Aleph. For those who didn't yet finish Tzadi Aleph, try your best to try to finish Tzadi Aleph by Monday, Tuesday. And then you'll start Tzadi Beis, which is really just a Siman that corresponds to the sugis that we did in Elul. Siman Tzadi Aleph Sivches happens to have a very fundamental condition when it comes to Basar V'Chalav that is just tucked away as a one, two-liner in Mechaber in Tzadi Aleph Ches. So technically this shir is so fundamental that I would have even given it at an Elul, but because it's in Tzadi Aleph, I spaced it out in Tzadi Aleph Siv Ches. And the condition that we're going to discuss today is the condition of Derech Bishul Asra Torah, which on a basic level, we know, the Torah tells us in three places that the geder of basar v'chalav is lo sev hashel gedi b'chalav imo. The Torah dafka frames the iser of basar v'chalav, iser bishul, iser achil, and iser hana, specifically based on lo sev hashel gedi b'chalav imo. So based on that pasuk, we darshan, Rabba darshans in Kuf Ches, and we darshan in Psachim Mem Dalet, that the fact the Torah says lo sev hashel is teaching us that the chavtza of basar v'chalav is specifically through derech bishul Asra Torah. That is the drasha of Chazal. And this drasha has two dinim that we're going to learn out from Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The first din is very basic. The second din, we're going to go in a deep dive. We're going to do the first din. Din Aleph is learned out from the Gemara in Psachim Amem Dalet Amem Beis. The Gemara in Psachim over there is trying to attempt to find a chiddush that Basar V'Chalav has over Shari Surim. And the Gemara says over there that there is something very unique about Basar V'Chalav. That even though we know in general there's a method called Kavush, that in order for Nesinas Tam to transfer Bliyas from Isser to Heter, there are different methods for how we transfer Bliyas. One of those methods, besides for Bishul, Tzli, and Milicha, is Kavush. If you soak Isser in Heter or vice versa, the Heter will absorb the Bliyas of Isser bin Nesinas Tam. That's called soaking Kavush. If you take Basar, though, and you soak it into chalav for 24 hours, the standard method of kavush. And Rashi and Tosfos spell out that you have nesinas tam, because it's kavush. Kavush is nesinas tam. Nevertheless, says the Gemara in Psachim Mem Dalet, itari kuli yoma, even if it's there for the entire 24 hours, the basar and chalav will remain mutter on a deoraisa level. And the explanation the Gemara gives is because derech bishul asra Torah. And since the mode for how you merged the basar and chalav was not through cooking, but rather was through soaking, through a different method of nesinas tam. Even though you have nesinas tam, you taste the chalav in the meat. You taste the meat in the chalav. Nevertheless, on a deoraisa level, there is a requirement of derech bishul. Since you didn't cook it, it is mutter on a deoraisa level, this basar which absorbed chalav and this chalav which absorbed basar. This is the first din of Derech Bishul Asra Torah, that the mode in which Basar and Chalav have to merge is specifically through cooking. That's, and the Groan Kofei Os Aleph, and also the Prima Gadim, are Medayik from here, that this is a Din De'oraisa. And in fact, when you see Siman Pei Zayin, when we'll do Majashem closer to Pesach, there are many, many, the Mechaber, the first opening Mechaber in Pei Zayin Aleph, tells us that if you make Basar and Chalav through Kavash, or through Melicha, and not through the standard Bishul, you will not have an Isser Bishul Deraisa, there won't be an Isser Hana Deraisa, and even the Isser Achila is only a Derabanan. Some say the Isser Hana Bechlal doesn't exist. If you don't have a full-fledged Bishul, Basar V'Chalav is not Basar V'Chalav Mi Deraisa, you won't have Bishul, you won't have Achila on a Deraisa level, and even Hana doesn't even apply to a Basar V'Chalav that was not cooked together. This is the first din, that the mode for Basar V'Chalav mixing has to be through Bishul. And this is Paskin in Tzadi Aleph Siv Ches and in Pei Zayin Aleph. And just to dramatize the point, the Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, Rav Zev Hofstadter, the son of the Dirshu Mechaber, points out that according to this halacha, a person should be able to take a bottle of milk and pour that bottle of milk into a garbage can which has leftover basar from a barbecue, and just pour it in there and let it sit for 24 hours, 48 hours until the garbage man comes. And even though there was nesinas tam into that basar because it was kavush for 24 hours, the person will not have violated an iser bishul on basar v'chalav. Because basar v'chalav is specifically through cooking, not through any other mahalach, not through kavash and not through melicha. And so this person can throw out, pour out milk in a dumpster that has meat in it, because there will not be any isur bishul for doing so. That's the Rav Hofstadter points that out. And this comes out to be a very unique chiddush in Basar V'Chalav over Shari Surim, because it's coming out that when it comes to Basar V'Chalav, the din of bishul is a requirement mideoraisa. Masha'enke, when it comes to Shari Surim, if you do kavush, it's tam kikar daraisa. There's no requirement by nevela or by any other of the Surim that there has to be cooking, as long as you have nesinas tam. So whereas by Shari Surim, anytime you have nesinas tam, let's say through kavush, you will have a din daraisa. When it comes to basar v'chalav, kavush will at most give you an isur derabanan. And based on that distinction, the Rama says in Kuf Hei Aleph that this will impact on Hilchas Sveikas, Savak Deraisa L'Chumra, and Savak Derabanan L'Kula. If a person has Nevela, which is soaking in Heter, and it's there, and you're Mesupak, whether it's being soaked for 24 hours or not, Kavush is a Din Deraisa, it's Tam Ke'ikr by Shari Surim. So Savak Deraisa L'Chumra. And you would have to Aser that Heter, because Savak Kavush is a Din Deraisa by Shari Surim. But by Basar V'Chalav, where we're saying, based on this first halacha of Derech Bishul Asra Torah, there is a required midoraisa to have Bishul. Anything less is only at most a derabanan. So if you take basar and you put it into chalav, and you're mesupak whether or not it was there for 24 hours, this would only be a suffik on an iser derabanan, and suffik derabanan likula. So this first halacha of Derech Bishul Asra Torah, that there has to be a mode of cooking when you merge basar and chalav together, impacts on basar v'chalav in general, that you have to have the mode of cooking, and it impacts on the hilchos sveikas that safek derabanan will be the kula by basar v'chalav, because if you don't have bishul, at most you'll have is a basar v'chalav on a derabanan level, but not on a deraisa level. This is the first din, the basic din of derech bishul asa Torah, that has to be merged through cooking. The mode has to be cooking. Any kashas? Okay, so let's just end off this din with a nice machshava, and then we'll go to the second din. I'm trying to soften you up for the second din. So let's just give a short machshava on this. I just saw a beautiful machshava on this, so I want to mention it. The Medrash Shofar Tov, we actually mentioned this in the first shir, Medrash Shofar Tov in Medrash Tehillim, points out in next week's Parsha, we know that the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu, and the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Yurcheshes, Vayikach Chema V'Chalav V'Ben HaBakar V'Yochelu. Avram Avinu served the Malachim basar and chalav. Yeah, he did. He served them basar and chalav. So, if you look at the Medrash over there, the Medrash says, the fact that the Malachim ate basar and chalav was a taina on them. You, Malachim, you ate basar and chalav, even a kindergarten kid, says the Medrash, even a little kid, a tino b'shabesh rabba, knows they're not supposed to eat basar and chalav. There was a tviya on the Malachim, for eating basar and chalav. Frek the Chanukah Satorah and Parshish Mishpatim. What does that mean? How can the Malachim violate Basar V'Chalav? Mimanoshach. If Avram Avinu, we know that Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, so he certainly didn't cook the Basar V'Chalav, because if he cooked it, he would have violated the tradition of Basar V'Chalav. So Alamai, he served the Malachim Basar and Chalav Tzonin. He didn't serve them cooked. So the Malachim ate Basar and Chalav cold. So why are they being... Why are we having a taina on the Malachim? They ate basar v'chalav. It's not basar v'chalav. It's not derech bishul asa Torah. It's not. There's no din d'oraisa basar v'chalav if it's not cooked. So why are the Malachim being penalized for eating basar v'chalav? It's not basar v'chalav on a d'oraisa level. What? No, that's a din d'rabanan. Malachim are not. So that's the kasha of the Chanukah Satorah. So says the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler, beautiful pshat in Parshas Vayera. Take a look in Brichas Peretz. That's a stipler, Perish of Chumash, says a stipler, we know from the various Mekoros that the Malachim's guf, their tzura was ish, they were made up of fire. Says the stipler, Bezed the Hamalachim gufam ish, uve osa rega shenogim the basar v'chalav, the second they took the basar v'chalav from Avram Avinu, kvar havei mevushalim bidei Hamalachim. It was cooked in the fiery hands of the Malachim, and therefore they were penalized for eating basar v'chalav Minatorah, because Derech Bishul Asa Torah. And lastly, just Be'amkus, Rav Hofstadter in his Agdama to his Sefer, to his son, the father, now the Dirshu, Rav Hofstadter, writes a beautiful Nekuda. Why is it that the Torah is makbid, that Basar and Chalav have to merge dafka through cooking? Why can't it just be through any means? You have this in this time, you have this in this time. Why daf the cooking? So he says, if you look at the Sforno in Parshas Vayikra, Yotes Yotes, he's discussing Kilayim, and the Sforno says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesader and gave a certain framework to the Bria, that each item in the Bria has its specific function. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose certain entities that cannot be mixed with other entities. And one of the examples is Kilayim. So it says the Sforno, because if you take Tzemer and Pishtim, Shatnez, Kilayim, Kilayim Begadim, and you put them together, Inyanim Menugadim Lekavonas HaTeva HaMechavenes Mekel HaKel Yisrael HaMesadro. Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mesader, that Tzemer has to be independently used, and Pishtim has to be independently used. And if a person takes Tzemer and Pishtim together, what he's doing is he's manipulating the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I gave you all the resources in the world to use, but there has to be a certain level of hakar that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a limitation on certain entities that you shouldn't be able to combine them to show you that really a kol comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person combines Tzemer and Pishtim together, what he's doing is a representation of a manipulation of the Bria. He's manipulating the Bria. So says Rav Hofstadter, the same thing by Basar and Chalav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Basar and Chalav to be independently used. When a person combines them together, he's manipulating the Bria against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes. But says Rav Hofstadter, when are you viewed as manipulating the Bria? When you make an inherent change in the Chefza. When you put Basar and Chalav and you just contextually put them together, you're not manipulating the Bria, you're just contextually putting them physically together. But a real intense manipulation of the Bria is to cause a chemical change, to cause some kind of bishul. Ah, says Rav Hofstadter, when you do bishul of Basar v'chalav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnagid against that because you are now manipulating the Bria against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wishes. That was all Din Aleph. Let's go to Din Beis. So the first din of Derech Bishul was the mode, has to be the mode of cooking. Second din is learned out from the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, which we saw in the beginning of the year, where Rava tells us a different nikuda of Derech Bishul Asar Torah. And if you remember, the Mishnah in Kuf Ches was talking about cooking. We've satisfied the mode of cooking. You're cooking the Basar and Chalav together. But says Rava, aside from cooking Basar and Chalav together to create a Basar and Chalav, there has to be a sheer Nesinas Tam. There has to be a sheer Nesinas Tam. Anything less than Tam, just a Mashu, will not be Asar Midoraisa for Basar and Chalav. This is what Rava tells us, that the fact that it says Bishul also indicates to us a second halacha, that there has to be a sheer nesinas tam. Why does Bishul indicate a sheer nesinas tam? So Rashi over there and Rabbeinu Gershom over there both say, because that's the classic standard effect of Bishul. Whenever a person cooks two items together, there will be discernible taste. There will be nesinas tam in each entity. So since the Torah says, Lo sevash gedi b'chalev imo, aside from the mode having to be with cooking, there's also a shear of nesinas tam, because that's a standard way of bishul. Bishul causes nesinas tam. This is the second halacha of Derech Bishul Asar Torah, and this has to be refined based on a Tosos and a Rush in Avodah Zarah and Nida. This second din has to be understood in a much more precise way. All we know is that there's a need for a shear nesinas tam, but what exactly is the nature of this din, that there has to be a shear nesinas tam? So the starting point of this analysis is Tosos and Avodah Zarah Samechem Abeiz and the Rosh and Nida. I put on your Marmakomos, the entire Marmakom, just for Shia. Okay. So Tosos and Avodah Zarah Samechem Abeiz asks the following Kasha. The Rosh also asks this Kasha. Now, we're going to do this Kasha in two Shlavim, two stages. Each stage has to be analyzed properly, and then at the end, we'll come out with two different Havanas as to what is this halacha of requiring a nesinas tam for basar v'chalav. Again, we satisfied bishul. It's cooking. But you need a sheer nesinas tam. What is that requirement? Two different havanas, but we have to follow the shaka v'tayr of Tosos and the Rosh. The first kasha Tosos and the Rosh ask is from Kilayim. We know that there's an isser for tzemer and pishtim, kilay begadim, to be mixed together. So Gemara brings a brisa and samachem beis in Avodah Zarah, of a beged she'avad bo kilayim, where you have a certain shirt, let's say, made out of tzemer, made out of wool, robe wool, and you have one single string of pishtim inside this beged. And you're not sure where it is. You can't tell the difference between any of them. So the Gemara says over there that it's usser, This is an Isra of Kalai Begadim. You can't use this shirt. You can't wear this shirt. You can't sell it to anyone. You can't use this shirt. Asks Tosfos in the Rush, we know that there's a basic principle of Bittul Barov. Acher Rav Mulhatos teaches us that whenever you have Rov Heter, Keneged Miyat Isser, Rov Heter dominates and wins, and is Mevatel, the Miyat of Isser. So too over here. When you have Rov Tzemer in the shirt, and only one single strand is Pishtim, you're not sure which one it is. If you knew which one it was, you would just take it out because it's Nicker. But it's not Nicker. You don't know which one it is. Let Rov define this Beged as a Rov of Tzemer. And there's no Kelai Begadim. What happened to the principle of Bittul Barov? This is the Kasha of Tosfos in the Rush. And unless you have some kind of Nesinas Tam, which you don't have here, it's all strings, it's all Yavish, it's all dry, it should be Mutter based on Bittul Barov. You have Rov Tzemer, you have Rov Wool. So why is a single string ostering this Beged? This is the Kasha of Tosfos and the Rush from Kelai. So Tosfos and the Rush both answer. They have a certain way of it. It's a cryptic way of describing the answer, but this is how the Chassam Sofer and many other poskim, Chassam Sofer is in Yoredeh and Pei Gimel, and other poskim understand Tosfos' answer. And the way Tosfos and the Rush say it is that no, there's a certain limitation on Bittul Barov. This that we say that Bittul Barov allows you to mevatel the miyat is only when we discuss Isser veHeter. But when we're discussing two ingredients that are Heter and Heter bifnei atzmam, like Kilayim, Tzemer and Pishtim, and now you're combining them and you're trying to mevatel one another, no, we don't apply Bittul Barov when it comes to Heter and Heter, only when it comes to Isser and Heter. This is how many poskim understand. It's not Lekuliyama, but this is how they understand what Tosfos and Rush hold. The Tosfos and Rush are invoking a general limitation on Bittul Barov of Isser and Heter applies Bittul Barov, but when you have Heter and Heter, which is Tzemer and Pishtim, we don't apply Bittul Barov. So therefore, Tosfos and Rush say that when you have this Tzemer and one single string of Pishtim, it will be Isser. You can't apply Rov, Tzemer, to Mevatel, the Pishtim, because it's Heter and Heter. And until it becomes Isser and Heter, you won't be able to Mevatel it. Masha'enke, when it comes to the Vela being mixed up with other pieces of kosher meat, that is Isser and Heter, so you can mevatel it. That's the first shlav of Tosfos and the Rush. Now, why is that? Just to remind the Tarovis guys and to teach the Basar Chalav guys, why is that? That there is such a limitation on Bittul Barov that it only applies to Isser and Heter combining, but not when Heter and Heter combine. What's the Amkus behind Tosfos? So Rav Shimon, Shar Yosher, and Shar Gimel says a very fundamental halacha when it comes to Bittul Barov. And that is to say, and this is also Merumas in Iran and Nedarim from Dabar Sheish Lamatirim, that when it comes to Bittul Barov, the Torah was Mechadish, the mechanism of Bittul Barov, or Bittul in general, only when there is a clash between two opposing entities. When you have two opposing entities, and now we need to know how to be Machriya, how to decide the halacha in this case, that's what triggers Bittul Barov. There has to be some kind of conflict. There has to be a clash. But when things are harmonious, when things are complementing each other, there's no need for Bittul Barov to apply. So says the Shar Yosher, this is a fundamental requirement in Bittul Barov. So that's why it only applies to Isser and Heter. When you have Nevela and kosher meat, there's a clash. Isser, Heter, two different statuses, two different conflicting statuses. What's the halacha? Bittul Barov will operate to mevatel the miyat. But by Tzemer and Pishtim, where they're both Heter and Heter, they both only have a status of Heter and Heter. There is no clash. So the principle of the Rov will not get triggered to Machriya the Halacha in this case. So this is just a basic Havana of what Tosfos and the Rush are saying after Shlav Aleph. Kelayim does not have it because Heter and Heter is not Batal. Shlav 2. This separates the men from the boys right now. Here we go. Shlav 2. I will not repeat the remark I said to you in the Seder. Shlav 2. Here we go. So says the Tosfos of the Rush, follow-up Kasha. Now that I just said that Kelayim doesn't have Bittul Barov because it's Heter and Heter, my Shna from Basar and Chalav. We know that by Basar and Chalav, you need a Shir Nesinas Tam. And that implies that had it not been for that Nesinas Tam, the Basar and the Chalav would have been Bittul Barov and it would have been Mutter. That's why we have a kapeda to have the Sinas Tam to undo the Bittul Barov. But says Tosfos in the Rush, why do I need the Sinas Tam? It should be usher at any ratio, just like Kelayim. By Kilayim, we just said Hector and Hector, there's no Bittel. So too, by Buster and Cholev, they're both independently Mutter. When they combine, it should be Usher at any ratio because there is no, it's Hector and Hector. There's no clash. There's no Bittel. So it should be Usher in any ratio that you have. Why is there a need for Nesin Astam, which implies that Bittel is operative here? That's the Kasha of Tosfos and the Rush after they just concluded that Hetter and Hetter has no Bittel. Basar and Chav should also have no Bittel. And if Basar and Chav have no Bittel, it should be Usher under all circumstances, no matter what the ratio is. Who did I lose? We're all good? Don't lie. Okay. Fine. I can tell when someone is not. So I can tell everyone that thing is following. Okay. Says the Tosfos and the Rush, and if you look at their Lashonos, they're a little bit different. And this little difference is going to cause two different Havanas in the answer to this question. So on a basic level, Tosfos and the Rush both say that no, this is the Gilui Kra of Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The fact that the Torah asered Basar B'Cholav, Derech Bishul, requires a Nesinas Tam. So what do those words mean? And therefore, requires a Nesinas Tam, and therefore you need a Nesinas Tam, and Bittul would have been operative had it not been for Nesinas Tam. What do those words mean? So comes along with Kiva Eger, and this really comes down to be a machlokas between the Yad Yehuda and the Levush, the Chassam Sofer. Each have their own studim in the Shaila, but just we'll call it two studim. Approach one is a very simple understanding that Tosas and the Rush, these Rishonim are answering, we'll get to that in a second, these Rishonim are answering that Basar Chav is an exception. Basar Chav is an exception to the rule that we just made, that Heter and Heter is not Batal. Kilayim is Heter and Heter, it's not Batal because it lacks a clash, true. By Basar Chav, since the Torah went out of its way to tell you that it requires Nesinas Tam, that's a simin ledavar, that Basar Chav does have Bittul Barov, even though it's Heter and Heter. It's an overriding exception. Very simple. The Torah told us, in general, we know Heter and Heter is not Batal. By Basar Chav, the Torah went out of its way to tell you that it will be Batal, and to treat it like other Isurim. And so you need a Nesinas Tam to undo Bittul Barov. So according to this first approach, it's just a simin ledavar. The Torah would give you a gilui kra that you need bishul, you need a Nesinas Tam, and that is teaching you, implying to you, that Bittul is operative by Basar and Chalav, and that's why you need Nesinas Tam to undo the Bittul Barov, because Bittul will apply to Basar and Chalav even though it's Heter and Heter. So according to the first approach, all the Rishonim are answering is that treat Basar and Chalav like Shari Surim. Bittul Barov is operative and you need Nesinas Tam. So the role of Nesinas Tam by Basar and Chalav is not anything more fundamental than any other Shari Surim. You need Nesinas Tam by Basar and Chalav, just like you need Nesinas Tam by Nevela, by Treif, otherwise it'll be Bittul Barov, and you need Nesinas Tam to undo the Bittul Barov. So according to this first approach, there's only one halacha that's being taught by Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The first din that we said, that the mode has to be through cooking. In terms of the sheer Nesinas Tam, that's just a technicality to offset a Bittul that would have applied to Basar V'Chalav. We need a Nesinas Tam just like we have it by Nevela. You need a Nesinas Tam. It's just a technicality, an exception to the rule that we do say Bittul when it comes to Basar V'Chalav. Let's do the contrast and then we'll see if we... Sometimes you have to see the foil to appreciate the simple shot.
There is a few ways, one.
Because Derech Bishul Asra Torah is only teaching us really one halacha. The first halacha that we start off with, which is you need the mode of cooking. But the shear of the Nesinas Tam, which is also learned out from Basar V'Chalav, is just a way to tell you to treat it like Shari Yisurim. Really, it should not have been Batal because it's Heter and Heter. But Derech Bishul is teaching you that Heter does apply, and therefore, of course, you need Nesinas Tam. The role of Nesinas Tam is just to undo Bittul Barov, like any other Shari Yisurim.
Not a new din
in Basar V'Chalav. It's just to undo Bittul Barov. You would have thought Bittul Barov doesn't apply to Basar V'Chalav because it's Heter and Heter. But Kamash Lod, it does apply. So you need Nesinas Tam. Very practical, very technical. Let's do the other side, then we'll contrast. Rekiv Yeager comes along as Simon Reish Zion. Very easy to remember Reish Zion because Reish Zion means Raz, which is a secret. And this is the secret to Basar V'Chalav, which Rav Krishnam likes to say. And that's what I use on my Fahertur sex, and it worked like wonders. So Rekiv Yeager says, no, a much different Havana in the Russian Tosos. Derech Bishul Asra Torah is another requirement of Basar V'Chalav. And when the Torah tells us that you need Derech Bishlas Torah, it's not telling you anything specific to Bittul, that a Bittul applies to Basav Chalav, but rather it's adding another condition, another Tnai, in how to form Basav Chalav. One Tnai is that it has to be cooked together. The mode has to be through cooking. Basav Chalav being merged together through the mode of cooking. That's one din. That was the first din we learned in the Shir. The second din is that a Tnai in the formation of the Chefza of Basav Chalav is that there is a Shir Nesinas Tam. If you don't have a Shir Nesinas Tam, it's not mutter because of Bittul, it's mutter because it's not Basav Chalav. Basav Chalav is only achieved when you have a Shir Nesinas Tam. Anything less than Shir Nesinas Tam is a zero. There is no Basav Chalav that has been achieved. There's no Chefza that has been created. The formation of the entity of Basav Chalav is only when you have a Shir Nesinas Tam. That's what Tosfos and the Rush mean. You know why Basar and Chalav are different than Kelayim? Kelayim, heter, not Batal. But Basav Chalav, if you don't have a Shir Nesinas Tam, it's mutter because you didn't create the Chefza of Basav Chalav. No Shaykhis to Bittul. The only reason why it's not Asr is because you didn't achieve a second condition in Basav Chalav of a Shir Nesinas Tam. So it's two different Havanas. What is the reason? This is the crunch right now. What is the underlying reason why when you put Basar and Chalav together and there's no Nesinas Tam, you have more than Shishim, much more than Shishim, put a little drop of Chalav into meat. Why is that Mutter? Two different Havanas. Lefi, the first side, which is the Chassam Sofer, it's because you have Bittul Barov. The Torah was Matir Basav Chalav, applied Bittul Barov by Basav Chalav. Anything less than Shir Nesinas Tam is Batal. If you have Nesinas Tam, it's not Batal. That's why it's Mutter. But if you're Rekiva Eger, the reason why Basav Chalav, when you put a little drop of milk into Basar without a Shir Nesinas Tam, it is Mutter, is not because of Bittul, it's not Victorious Bittul, it's because you haven't satisfied the second condition of Basav Chalav. That aside from cooking, there has to be a quantity of blias that result in a Nesinas Tam. Without a Nesinas Tam of Chalav into Basar or vice versa, you don't have the Shem Isser of Basav Chalav. You don't have the Chefza of Basav Chalav. You're lacking in the Shem Isser of Basav Chalav. Let me just finish this step and then you can ask your questions because I'm sure there are many. And if you look at the Tosfos and the Rush, if you look at their answers, it's very meduyuk which one each one is holding. If you look at the Tosfos, I bolded it for you. Tosfos says, Shiny Basav Chalav, Degali Kra, Debehedia Batal. That the Torah is being megala to you that when you don't have the Sinas Tam, it is Batal. We apply Bittul Berov, like approach number one. But if you look at the Rush's way of answering the question, he says, Shiny Hasam, the Derech Bishul Asa Torah, Velo Mikri, Basar Bechalav, Below Nesinas Tam. It's not defined, it's not called Basar Bechalav without Nesinas Tam. So both Stadim are going to conclude that it's Mutter, but for vastly different reasons. According to the first side, the reason why Basav Chalav without Nesinas Tam is Mutter is because there's Bittul. We apply Bittul Berov to Basav Chalav, even though technically, in general, we don't by Heter and Heter. But by Basav Chalav, we apply Bittul. And the role of Nesinas Tam is just to undo the Bittul. Whereas the Fira Kivi Eger's side, if you don't have a Shir Nesinas Tam, you don't have Basav Chalav. It's a zilch. It's a zero. You haven't created the Shem Yisrael of Basav Chalav. If you were to ask me, how do you create Basar and Chalav? I will tell you. You need Basar, you need Chalav, and now you need two more things. Number one, you need to cook them together. And number two, part of the definition of Basar and Chalav is that there has to be the Sinas Tam of each other into each other. Ad Khan, the Tutsdadim, where are you, Hekmani? What's your kasha? Okay, Lev, you stopped writing in the middle. I'm being redundant and repeating a lot just to make sure everyone gets it. But... Okay, but you need a nafka mina. That's going to bring out the nafka. It's going to bring out the tutsadim, right? That's you're waiting for, Lisker? Very good. Shia? You see why that little difference in the Russian Tosfos speaks volumes to the different opponents. Okay, yeah? Kurtz, good? Okay, Messner? Good. Zor? Yosef? I'm sure you're going to put the dots together. It's fine. We're getting up to your Shiloh very soon. Okay. So So now let's just get out an afamina, which will kind of bring out these two havanas. Crane, how are you doing? Which part?
I don't understand the difference. I don't understand the part before that she asked before about like how the first answer is just the same thing as our beginning. The artificial sitting.
No, just saying that what you just saying.
No, the first din of which one? Go ahead, you can say.
No, he's asking about what you meant by one din. He's just saying it's not a special stage in Basel Chav, just reverting Basel Chav back to Shari Suri.
Right, meaning in general, according to the first side, there's only one halach of Derech B'Shal Satorah. It has to be cooked together. What's Tosfos and Rosh saying? Why are they distinguishing between Kelayim and Basar Chalav? They're making one small distinction. The fact that the Torah says it has to be cooked shows you, the fact that the Torah says there has to be a Sinas Tam, I'm sorry, shows you that Bittul applies to Heter and Heter by Basar Chalav. Kelayim will not apply because Heter and Heter is not Bittul. Basar Chalav is an exception that we do apply Bittul. And that's why you need a Sinas Tam. So according to the first side, it's not a new halacha, it's just the standard halacha we have by all Yisurim. Nevela needs Nisina's time, Treif needs Nisina's time, because otherwise it's Batal Berov. Bas V'chalav, you would have thought not, but it is Batal Berov, and you need Nisina's time. It's just a technicality to offset Batal Berov. But the reason why it's Mutter is because of Bittul. Mashe'enkin, the feed of second side, which is Rekiva Eger, the shame Isser of Bas V'chalav is defined by A, cooking, and B, a sheer Nisina's time. If you don't have a sheer Nisina's time, it's not even Bas V'chalav to begin with. You haven't created the Shem Isra of Basar Chalav. It's a Chafza that has to be created. There are conditions. This is a second condition. Let's do a Nafkamina. Then we'll. I want to just do a Nafkamina first. Yeah. I think it'll give everyone a better context. I need my clock. Okay. So Rekiva Eger in Simon Reish Zayin says there's a fundamental Nafkamina that would come out from these two tzadim. And that is the halacha of Ein Mevatlin Isra. L'chatchila. We know, Tarovis guys know, and Basar Chalav guys will know, that this in Siman Tzadi Tes, Sifhei, we know that there's a basic halacha of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila, that you're not allowed to L'chatchila intentionally take Isser and place it into Heter of a sheer Bittul. So if a person wants to eat Nevela and say, well, I'm not going to eat Nevela, but I'll just take the Nevela and put it into 60 against the Nevela, Usser. You can't do that l'chatchila. And not only that, Chazal came along and said that if you did do that intentionally, it's a knas, that you can't even eat it. The result in Tarobis is asr, even if you have shishin, because you violated bitulis l'chatchila.
Asr for that guy,
one. Yeah, don't worry. But for you, right now. We're done talking, yeah. Says Rekiva Eger, well, what about basr and chalav? If I were to place a tipa of chalav into 60 of basr, would that violate Ein mevatlin isser l'chatchila or not? So says Rekiva Eger, it should come out as follows. Working with the first side of Derech Bishul Asar Torah, that the reason why Basar and Chalav is mutter, unless you have a Shir and a Sinas Tam, is because there's a Bittul Berov that was expanded even to Basar and Chalav, then when I'm taking a Tipas Chalav and I'm putting it to a Shir Bittul of Basar, I'm being mevatel the Chalav to eat with meat. That's a bittul. I'm being mevatel it. And therefore, that would be a violation of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. But says Rekiva Eger, according to me, the reason why you need a Sinas Tam is not because had I not had a Sinas Tam, it'll be bittul. But rather, the reason why I need a Sinas Tam is because that's part of the definition of Basar V'Chalav. And until I reach that threshold of Tam, it's not Basar V'Chalav, even though they're mixed together. Unless I have time, it's not called Basar V'Chalav. So says Rekiva Eger, I don't have to come on to Bittul to be matir, a tipas chalav in a shear of Basar that is 60 times that has no nesinas tam. Because Kol Zman, it doesn't have tam in the Basar, it's not Basar V'Chalav. I'm not being mevatel anything. I don't have to come on to the mechanism of Bittul. And Rekiva Eger is making a very reasonable assumption, which when we do the Sugya Mevatel Zechatchila next year, maybe it can be questioned, but Rekiva Eger is making a very, very, very reasonable assumption. That bittul isser l'chatchila means you can't be mevatel. You can't employ the mechanism of bittul to eat isurim. So here too, when it comes to the first side, I am employing the mechanism of bittul by putting the chalav into the sheer shishim of basar, because I need bittul to be matched to this halacha, this tipas chalav. But when it comes to the feed that Rekiv Eiga, the second tzad, I don't need bittel to be matir, this tipas chalav. It's not basar chalav. You haven't created the basar chalav to begin with. It's lav midin bittel asa Allah, says the Rekiv Eiga. And therefore, it's not an issue of eim ebatonis and lechatzchila. And says Rekiv Eiga, I want a paskin like this. But tzarech iyan ledina, he says, because some poskim don't seem to be going with my assumption. But he's so convinced that this is the pshat that he says those poskim who disagree with me must be holding up some random gzera derabana that they're being machmir for. But they in principle are masking to me that you don't need bittul if you don't have a shir nesinas tam. This, by the way, is a classic derech halimud chakira. Whenever you have a shir, whenever you have a requirement, is it a fundamental characteristic of the shem iser itself, or is it just a din study? According to the first thought, it's just a din study. Really, bittul barov applies. And if I don't have this, and I need to see this time to undo bittul, lefi the second side, which is Rekiv Eiger, it's a chelak of the shem iser of basar v'chalav. I don't need bittul because you haven't created the shem iser of basar v'chalav. And so this would be a nafmina between these two study. Good? You had a question before Abu, no?
I think it may be a bit addressed.
Okay. So let's get to Yosef's, Bet Yosef's, Shaila. Last year it was termed Meir Solomon Shaila. Now it's going to be termed Bet Yosef Shaila, Yosef Kohen Melamed. Okay, so this Shaila, this Machlokes, flows into a very practical application that many of you heard from last year, but some have not, many have not. And it's good Chazara anyway. We're going to add a little bit of a Kinesh this year, so you haven't heard all of it. And that is, am I allowed to take milk and to intentionally, this is based on the Rekiv Eiga, what we just said, can I take milk and intentionally place it into basar or into water, let's say, and mibevatel it in order to eat it with meat, lechatchila? Or can I take milk and put it lechatchila into meat in order to eat it with the meat? Now, a very contemporary application of this shaila is by coffee creamers. Based on the OU, Nestle coffee mate and many of the coffee creamers contain a very low amount of a milk derivative called
sodium caseinate.
Very good. Sodium caseinate. And if you look at the ingredients in the back, it says less than 2% sodium caseinate. Now, what is the sheer shishim in percentages? 1.6%. So what does less than 2% mean? So if you ask the OU, Rav Gerson came last year, the one who came from the OU, he was the one who said this, he looked it up in the data. If you base on OU, less than 2%, when they say, Nestle says that, does not mean less than 1.6%. It's more like 1.8, 1.9%. So in this bottle, you have 1.9% milk to the rest of the ingredients. You don't have shishim in this bottle. This bottle is considered milchix. It's milchix gomer. There's not a sheer shishim against that milk derivative. Okay. So you can't drink the milk. If you're fleishik, you can't drink it with, you can't eat it with meat together. But very often, people are not using coffee creamers in a vacuum. They're not drinking and chugging it. Maybe you have. Okay. But most people are taking coffee creamers and putting it into their black coffee. Once you put coffee creamer into black coffee, well, this whole cup for sure will add that small 0.02% that you need to mevato that sodium caseinate milk derivative that's in the coffee creamer. So am I allowed to take coffee creamer and pour it into my coffee and eat it with meat slash, while I'm fleishik? Let's handle both shilas. Can I eat it with meat? And can I do it within my 6 hours? The feed the mechaber, 6 hours is mikar adin, Beit Yosef. But the feed Ashkenazim, 6 hours is still, we treat it as a chumrah, but we keep it. 6 hours, we keep it unless you have a minute. Not that way. It's a chumrah, but it's not mikar adin. But still, can I eat it within 6 hours? That's the shayla that will be relevant. So says, so the starting point of the analysis is the Ramah in Tzadi Test Hey, which we did last year, and the Torah's Chatas. And from the Ramah, it's mashma that this would be awesome. Because the Ramah says that if you already have milk that is mixed in 60 of water already, it already happened, you have milky water, and you now want to put it into chalav, you're allowed into basar, you're allowed to do that. Lechatchila. So the Shach and the Tzemach Tzedek all are medayik from the Ramah that he's only speaking about a case where the milk was already bottled in the water.
Completely.
And you have bottled milk. What?
Completely
bottled. And now you're putting it into the meat. But mashma from Torah's Chatas and the Ramah, meaning same person, you can't lechatchila put the milk into the water in order to eat it with meat. So the fee that the Ramah and Torah's Chatas, it sounds like it would be usser. However, there are three mitigating considerations to be matched in this case. This way you guys can have your coffee creamer. Three mitigating considerations. The first mitigating consideration, Ravadia Yabia Omer and Chilek Yud Aleph says that this is already a sugi of Ein Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. The Ein Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila, there are many tzad and many poskim who hold, it's a machlokas, but many poskim hold, only applies when you're being Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. But here, since milk independently is heter, I'm allowed to mevatel heter because I'm just preempting an isser from arising. That's not called being mevatel isser lechatchila, like taking a nevela and being mevatel it. If you're just preempting an ingredient from becoming usser, like in this case, the chalav, you're preempting it from becoming bas v'chalav, that is not a violation of mevatel isser lechatchila. That's one mitigating consideration.
Where's the adil?
Chelek Yud Alf. Simon Lamed Beis. Let me just confirm that. Lamed Beis, yes. O's Beis. Second mitigating consideration is Rukiva Eger. Rukiva Eger says, based on my analysis, when you're putting chalav into even Buster itself, that's not called being mevatel isser lechatchila. That's just not creating the Buster v'chalav. You have not created the Buster v'chalav. You don't come out to the mechanism of bittul. So you don't have a mevatlin isser lechatchila. If you're Ravadia, you don't have the isser of a mevatlin isser lechatchila. And if you're Kiyager, you don't have the a mevatlin of isser lechatchila. Because it's not coming mitoras bittel. It's you have not created a chetzal of basr l'chalav. And the third mitigating, now Kiyager doesn't want to rely on its own, because he has poskim who seem to disagree with him, but Betziruf, Rabia Omer. And number two, Rukiva Eger. And number three, this is the most compelling one, Rebelski Paskind, that if you look at the Ramah, he's specifically talking about a case where you're taking chalav and putting it into water in order to eat it with meat. But very classically, most of the time, we're trying to do it while you're in the middle of the 6 hours. So why should that make a difference? So says Rebelski Zatzal, that when in the Ramah's case, you're trying to mevatel to avoid being eating a chetza of basar v'chalav. You're putting it into meat. Here, the fact that you have to wait 6 hours is a dietary restriction. It's an iser gavra. It's not a chetza of basar v'chalav. When I am fleshix and I eat meat, milk, within 6 hours, I'm not eating a chetza of basar v'chalav. I'm violating an iser gavra, a dietary restriction, that I can't have gvina within 6 hours of meat. So a iser gavra, we never heard of such a thing of emevatlin when it comes to an iser gavra. So says Rebelski, that based on these tzirufim, Rebelski doesn't mention other tzirufim, but Rebelski paskin lehalacha, that a person would be able to mevatel, put coffee creamer into his coffee. This is unlike the psak of Shechter. Of Shechter is machmir, I heard. But Rebelski was mekel, and he allowed a person to put coffee creamer into his coffee. He even allowed it at the end of a meat meal. When I asked Soloveitchik what he felt, he said you're allowed to rely on Rebelski, but he wouldn't go so far to allow you to do it at the end of a meat meal because it's a slippery slope. You may mix it with the meat by accident. Don't do it in a meat meal. But within 6 hours, you can certainly rely on Rebelski, said Rav Soloveitchik. And he said, especially Lefi Ashkenazim, who hold that the 6 hours is just a chumrah, you very often were already an hour in or even a half hour in from your fleshiks. Certainly you have what to rely on. And that's the poskim Ashkenaz, Rebelski, and Soloveitchik said, Yeshal Milisnoch, Rebelski was matir, Rebelski Soloveitchik said, you're able to be somich on Rebelski if you wanted to. And in terms of the poskim Sfarad, Revitzlak Yosef and Yalkut Yosef, Isser Hadrachel, Gimelson, and Peites, Paskins in a very similar situation where you have a kaf of sugar which has milk droplets in the kaf of sugar, like remaining, like in Eretz Yisrael, they have like, they stir their coffee in the milk and they use it for sugar. So let's say you have a little bit of a spoon with a little bit of milk droplets. He said, no problem, you can put that lechatchila into your coffee, even if you're within your 6 hours. Mikra hadin, lefi the svar hadin. You can even put it into your coffee and drink your coffee with that spoon that you just mevatled that milk with. Good Shabbos.
Finish it.